Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Dalet, and let's talk a little bit about Kilei HaKerem, which comes up here on Kuf Mem Dalet on Mabez. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Kilayim about how Mekayim quotes a Makarem. If somebody keeps Mekayim, we already know that there is an Isser regarding Kilayim, not only to plant the Kilayim, Kilei HaKerem, which we'll define what that is, some type of Kilayim of the vineyard, but it's Mekayim if somebody allows it to exist once one sees it. Hamakayim kotz makarim. So Blaza Omar Kidesh, Vachacham Omar Eno Makadesh Al Dover Shakamo Makayimin. Blaza says it's not Makadesh. What does Makadesh mean? Sanctify it. That's the language of the Torah, because the Torah says that Kilei HaKerem, unlike other types of Kilayim of the ground, are Asur Bahana'a. The Torah uses the Lashon of Pentikdash, Hamalei Azer Asher Tizra, Svuas HaKarim. That's the language that's used. Blaza says, yeah, it becomes Asur. Even though it's thorns. Thorns in a vineyard, thorns aren't really too edible. That's why the Chachamim say, no, Eno Makadesh. Only something that normally people keep. That is what is us. So the Gemara brings this to show that there's a shita out there that even one small group can determine. Because in Arabia, they keep the thorns of the field to feed to their camels. So therefore, the Gemara wanted to bring that as a raya. The Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Aravia asra. That is a kaladam. But over here, in our case, it will be batla daito, and therefore, it would be different. Okay, but we're not going to get into the pratim of our Gemara. We'll just talk about Kilei HaKerem in general. So we have this machlokas of Mekayim Kotzim. We pass on like the Rabbanan in this case, that in a case where even if there is one area that is Mekayim Kotzim Bekerim, only in that area is it going to be Usser and not anywhere else. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Kilayim, Perek Hei Halacha Yudches, Haroa Bekerim Esef, Shein Derech B'nei Adam Lizaro. If somebody sees in his kerem a certain type of growth of grass that most people do not plant, Afal Pishu, who wrote it Bekiyumo Lebehema, even though he wants it to give it for his animal or for medicinal purposes, so it does not become usher. Ad sheyakayim davar shekamohu mekayimin rov ha'am ba'oso makom. That's the language of the Rambam. Until you are mekayim, the item that's in the kerem is something that most people of that place keep. Ketzad, and then he quotes, Hamakayim kotzim mekerem ba'arav, sherotzim bekotzim ligmalehem, areze kidesh, and the Radvaz points out. So that's why the Rambam adds, rov ha'am ba'oso hamako. Right, the Radvaz says, umistavra, tahadamina baladaito, it's a koladam, vafilo hamakayim atzmo lo kidesh. You need the rov. But if you don't have the rov, then even those people are not usher. The people that do, let's say there's three people in the whole town that do keep it for their animals, it's not usher because Bala Daito is a Kaladam. Vafilu Amakayim Atzbolo Kidesh. Vafilu Zara Kozum Lachanchila. Bekarim Bala Daito. Right? Because there's no difference. Bekarim Vazorea Shavenheim Leinyin Zeh. So that is the Rambam passing like the Chachamim. The Chachamim here only said the whole world is not going to be usher, but in that place where the rover of the place does that, then it's going to be usher. The Achronim asked that the Rambam back in Halach Perak Aleph of Hilchas Kilayim seems to have a minimum limitation that he doesn't have in this Perak, in Perak A. The Rambam there in the beginning of Hilchas Kilayim is talking about Kilei Zrayim. Kilayim, the Rambam counts five mitzvahs lo sase in Hilchas Kilayim. Five mitzvahs lo sase. Not to be Zoreya Kilei Zrayim. Not to be Zoreya Tvua Oyerek Bekerem, right, that's the Rambam. So one is Isser of Kilei Zrayim, one is Kilei HaKerem. Three, Shalola Harbia Behema Kilayim, not two, crossbreed. Number four, Shalola Asos Malacha, Bekalei Behema Ke'echad, right, those are the two types of Kilei Behema. Number five, Shalubosh Kilayim, that's what we call Shatness. Those are the five categories of Kilayim. People break up Kilayim in different ways. That's the Rambam. The Rambam has five losases regarding Kilayim, two Kilei Behema, one Kilei Begadim, one Kilei Zrayim, and one Kilei HaKerem. So if you look in Perek Aleph, the Rambam talks about Kilei Zrayim, Hazoreya Shnei Zmine Zrayim Ke'echad, Be'eretz Yisrael. Okay, if somebody is Zoreya, two types of Zrayim, in Eretz Yisrael, right, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Aser, not outside Loke, then there is an Iser, Da'oraisa Shneemar, Sod Cholos Isra Kilayim. Echad Hazoreya, Ve'echad HaMenachesh, or Mechapeh, even if you just cover one of the seeds, That also is considered growing. Usar lezroa kilayim lagoy umutar loma lagoy lezroa lo kilay zram. But you could tell a guy to do the vasa la adam lakayim kilay zram besadeu vechulu. And then the Rambam says ein ra'ui. This is the one that's halacha, the important for us. Aleph dalet ein asur mishum kilay kizraim elazraim haru'uyim lama'achal adam. The only type of seeds that are going to be usar if you intermingle them is seeds that are ro'i for human consumption. Aval asavim hamarim, but bitter herbs. V'chayotzei bohen, min ha'ikarin she'enan ru'uyin ela l'refua, from certain types of roots that are only ro'i for medicinal purposes. V'chayotzei bohen, ein bohem mishum kilei zram. Kilei zram does not apply to our case, doesn't apply to a case where it is not ro'i for human consumption. By the way, the Rambam talks about within Kilai Zeroyim, there's also Kilai Ha'ilon. Kilai Ha'ilon, which is not exactly the same thing. If you're Markiv Ilon B'Ilon or Yerek B'Ilon, the Rambam has that also here in Perek Aleph. But the Kesef Mishnah right here on the Rambam says, why over here in Perek Aleph does the Rambam say that it has to be Roy L'machal Adam in order to be Asur Mishim Kilayim, while in Perek Hay, he does not. Remember, he said, kotzim, people don't eat thorns. The Rambam says, if you live in Arav, and most people in Arav are mekayim, kotzim, bekerim, in order to feed to their animals, that's good enough. So that's the question of the Kesef Mishnah. Yish l'tzamu al zeh. Tatsan beperakei, hamekayim, kotzim, Rabbazar omer kidesh, chomam lo kidesh, quoting our Gemara, ubi Yerushalmi, he quotes, Rabbeinu ba'atzmo kasav, beperakei, and he quotes the Rambam himself, says, has to be something that people use boso makom. So how do you answer this question? So three answers. Kesef Mishnah's answer is the Iker Halacha is Perakei. Really, it has to be Ra'ui for Achilas Adam. What's this? This is Lav Dafka. L'chei nirali d'lav dafka nakad rabbi no ma'achal adam. Ela kol davar sherotze b'kiyumo asur zeh bozeh. V'yafilu im rotze b'kiyumo l'ma'achal behema. V'lo neskavim l'shlol elo ha'asavim ha'morim belvad. Right, don't make a diak here to Ma'achal Adam in contrast to Ma'achal Behemoth. It's Ma'achal Adam in contrast to totally bitter things that are not roi for anything except for Refua. Ukadayik Seife Delishne. And that's why he says at the end, Ela Lerfua V'chayotze Bohen. Right, that's what he says. He doesn't say Ela for, you know, Ma'achal Behemoth. V'dinze Nirali Shalom Rabbeinu Asham Rabbi Yerushalmi B'reish Kalayim Gabi Zunin. He learns this from the Yerushalmi by Zunin. But that's the Kesef Mishnah. The Iker Rambam is Perakei, and this one is Lav Dafka. If you look at the Mishnah Achrona at the beginning of the Meseches Kelayim, he says, no, this is the Iker of the Rambam, that it has to be Ra'ui for Ma'achal Adam. Aye, what about Perakei? That's Durabanan. That's the comment on the first Mishnah in Kelayim, where the Mishnah says, Hachitim v'hazunin einam kilayin zebazeh. Chitim and zunim are not kilayim with each other. So what does that mean? The Rav Bar Tanura says, why not? Lefisha k'sheshchisu dora mabul az darkam. Haysa ha'aretz ger hi mizaneh et peiroseha. V'hayuzorim chitim u'motziya zunin. Remember, with Chazal tell us the whole world was mushchas, and the world, even the ground produced fruit that it wasn't supposed to. Hilkach lo'avi kilayim emachitim, and therefore you see that it was, the Medrash says that they planted chitim and it produced zunin. So you see, it's from, even though it's from the Mabul time, but you see it's not kilayim with each other. Avalim sharmini tu'avi kilayim, and then he adds v'yafal gabda lo chazi l'machal adam, and even though it's not roi for machal adam, it's not fit for human consumption. Mikol makom kivan. Because it's roi for machal behema, it is kilayim. That's the diyak for the first mishnah. It's only chitim and zunin are kilayim zebazeh, but zunin with other things are kilayim zebazeh. So it says the Mishnah Rishona there on the bottom of the page. Aye, so what about it says here that even if it's not roi, how about the Rama? The Rambam says that even if it's like Perak Aleph, only machal adam. So he says v'efshar the mastisa mayim midevrayim v'aramba mida oraisa ka'amar v'shuvri. He sees the Kesef Mishnah, and he quotes the Kesef Mishnah as Lav Dafka, but he says, this is what I answer. That's number two. So the Kesef Mishnah says, really, the Iker is Perek Hey, and Perek Aleph is Lav Dafka. The Mishnah Chorda says, the Iker is Perek Aleph, and Perek Hey is Drabana. But if you look in the Mikdash David, in Hilchas Kelayim, in Simen Chaf Aleph, he's the only one that makes the fundamental distinction. He said that the difference, Perek Aleph and Perek Hey. Perek Aleph is Kilai Zra'im, Perek Hey is Kilai HaKerem. Maybe Kilai HaKerem is more Chamor. Kilai Zra'im, it has to be Ro'i for Ma'achal Adam. But maybe by Kilai HaKerem, it does not have to be Ro'i. It's even more Chamor. As we know, it's more Chamor in terms of Isser Ba'na. So therefore, even non-edible is going to be Asr. Good. What exactly is Kilai HaKerem? What is included in the Issus? If you look in the Tosfos in Maseches Menachos, Tosfos in Menachos on Daf Tes, in the Chinuch in Tavkuf Memches, it's canvas. Read the Sefer HaChinuch. And five mini dagim. Shlol lizroa tafkuf memches. Shlol lizroa mini hatua bekerem. You can plant different types of tvua in the kerem. Tvua, the five grains. Velo canvas veluf. And canvas and luf, also two types of other grain of growths, also cannot be planted. Vizem min min akelayim yikru kilei akerem. Valzeh ne'amar lo sizra karmacha akelayim. V'yomer zechonim lavracha ma'anit sarich v'alok fanem resadcha lo sizra akelayim. What do you need a separate iser for kilei akerem? You already have kilei zraim. Malamei shekolam akayim kilayim bekerem over b'shtei lavin. Kilei akerem, you get two averis, kilei zraim and kilei hakerem. V'kilei hakerem pirshu, and quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamates, what is kilei hakerem? That's when you plant, and this is based on the Reb Yoshia, that you have to plant two mine zraim with a zera of grapes of the kerem at one time. That's the daraisa of Reb Yoshia. Eino chayav sheyizra chita se'ora v'chartzon b'mapolas yad. That's what it says. Don't plant karmacha, kilayim. So it's kilayim separate from your karmacha. Kilayim levad mi karmacha. Right, that is the diak of Chazal. Right, if it's one and one, like Minchas Chinuch says, one and one would not be aser da'oraisa. That is the Chinuch. The Chinuch says kanvus luf and tvua in a kerem. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be a little more inclusive. It depends which halacha of the Rambam you read. If you look at the beginning of Perek Hay, Perek Hay is about Kelai HaKerem. The Rambam says, Hazarei Shnei Minei Tfua O Shnei Minei Yurakos Im Zera HaKerem Hareza Lokashtayim. Seems to say Yurakos is also Daraisa. Achaz Bishem Sadach Lo Sizra Kelayim V'achaz Bishem Lo Sizra Karmacha Kelayim. If I plant cucumbers and tomatoes with a kerem, that will be the daraisa. Pashas according to the Rambam. Too many tefuah for sure. Veino loke mishum zorek yelai kerem ashi yizra ba'eret Yisrael chita zora v'chartzan b'mapolas yad. Only if you did it at one time, as we just said. V'chenim zara shnei mine yerek v'chartzan o zera echad yerek v'zera echad min tefuah v'chartzan b'mapolas yad arez aloke. That's all within the isr daraisa. Veino chayev in atorah ela al kanvus v'lof v'chayotze bahen mizroim shenigmarim im gmar hatefuah. So there he already makes a chilek. That's also in Chutzlaris. We'll mention that again too. But again, that is the Rambam is more inclusive. So again, he includes the Ran Beferish includes Yurakos and Zeroim Anecholim. That's the Ran in Chulin and Daf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph in the Daf Yarif. The Rambam seems to include Yurakos as well in a number of his formulations. So just two halacha lamaises, as we, again, we're machmir to assume that any types of vegetables or tfua with a kerem would be a problem. Again, so it's not. What is it not if you have other trees, apples and oranges and those? That would not be kelea kerem daraisa. But two other points. Number one, as we said, it's only if it's at one time. And number two, it's even a chutz laretz. Why is it even a chutz laretz? That's the base on the Gemara and Kiddushin and Daf Lamites. And the Rambam also here says, why is Kilai HaKerem, even in Chutz Laris Midrabanan, but Kilai Zeraim is Mutter? There's no such Isser. V'lama Asru L'Zera Kilai HaKerem, but Chutz Laris Lo Asru Kilai Zeraim. V'beisha Kilai HaKerem Chamurin Heim. Shem Nizru Be'eret Yisrael, Harahin Asurin Bahana. V'kivin Shein Asurin Bahana, Ba'aretz Asru L'Zaran, B'chutz La'aretz. Because they're so Chamur that even in Eretz Yisrael, they're Asur Bahana, so therefore it would be Aser at least midrabanan to plant it in Chutz Laretz. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon, right? We don't realize that it's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon. After what we just said, it's not only in Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Satulias Baretz, but the Shulchan Aruch has some of also some, not an exhaustive discussion, but some of the halachas of Kilai Zroim and Kilai Akerem are right here. The Kilayim is in Yeredeya. In Shin Sad Reish Sadi Hey, and again a little bit later on Shin Chav Gimel and Shin Chav Dalet, he has the Shulchan Aruch has the halachas of Chala and Trumas is Shin Lamed Aleph. So there are some halachas. Obviously, Chala applies everywhere too. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Sadi Vav Hazorei Shnei Minei Tvua O Shnei Minei Yerakos Im Zera Hakerem Ariza Lokeshtayim. When he quotes the language of the of the Rambam. And then he says, Ein asr mishum kelei hakerem ela mine tfuah umine yirakos bilvat. Aval shar mine Yisroel mutu lazorim bekerem ve'ein sarach lomar shar ilanos. Right, ilanos, not a problem of kelayim bekerem. And the Rambam continues, relating to all of the details of Kilayim based on Mishnayos, based on a couple of Gemaras, in Ba Metzia, in Ba Basra. But again, that is the how much space do you have to leave. Right, Habol Izra B'Tzada Kerem, Marchik Dalad Amos, Mi'ikari Agfan V'Zareya. What if you want to plant next to a vineyard? You have to be Marchik 4 Amos from the roots of the Geffen, and then you can plant Vim Geffen Yechidus. There's different halachas between a whole vineyard and one vine. Geffen Yechidus, all you have to be Marchik is 6 Tvachim and Zareya. You don't need the whole Avodas Hakerem. And the Rambam has all of the halachas, 69 Se'ifim here in Yaradea Reis Tzadi Vav. Just one other, just to end with one discussion, and that is Tamei HaMitzvos. Tamei HaMitzvos, that is a big discussion in the world of Kilayim. So what is the Tam of the Isser of Kilayim? So the Torah tells us, calls it a chok, as we know. So does chok mean? Rashi, Tosfos, Rashi, Ramban. Rambam discusses. Rashi seems to say there's no reason. Chok, Ein L'Mecho Rishus L'Harher, there is no reason. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, if you look in the Ramban, and the Rambam often, there are reasons, we just might not know them. We just might not know them. But the Ramban here in 1919, Yutes in Kedoshim, the Tam B'Kilayim, the Tam of Kilayim, says the Ramban, Ki Hashem bara haminim ba'olam b'chol ba'alei hanafashos b'tzmachim u'ba'alei nefesh ha'tnua. The Ramban created different types of species with the growers and those that move. V'nasan bohem koach ha'tolada. She'yiskaimu haminim bohem la'ad. Kozman she'yirtzehu yisbar v'kiyim olam. And he gave them the ability to procreate. And he says to create based on their types. And it should never change. And that's why we have animals and people and beings that create, continue to populate the world. And somebody who, this might be 2 points. Let's just say point one, number one, is that often when you create Kilayim, it does not reproduce. And number two, might be disconnected, but if somebody is Markiv, two types of Minim, you are contradicting and denying my Sebracious, as if saying, Hashem, you forgot one. Hamarkiv Shnei Minim, Mishane Umachish B'may Sebracious. Ki'ilu Yachshov, Shelo Hishlim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balamo, Kalat Zarech. He didn't do everything that has to be done. V'yach Botzu La'azor B'Briyoso Shalolam. I want to help out. La'hosib B'Briyos. I want to add on one. V'haminim B'Ba'alei Chayim Lo Yolidu Min Mish'eino Mino. It's just gonna end. Vina mitzad sheni, mitzad shnei hadvar ma'ela, pulas harkava b'minim davar nimas ubatel. So he said, because of this, that the it's something that is looked down upon. The gamat smachem asher yis rachvu min b'sheno mino in parim somech achrechein v'yubisurim shnei tamim haniskarim. That's the my point, that it won't reproduce, and also you are playing God. You are playing God. That's the Ramban. When Rav Yashiv was asked about human cloning, and they asked many, many different sources what relates to human cloning, this is the only one that he said relates. He says all the other ones, he didn't think that were so connected, but here it means you're playing God, and it wouldn't be appropriate. Also, a number of Mefarshim talk about that, you know, every time everything in this world has a spiritual power upstairs in Shamayim, and if we start messing around with the types and the species in this world, so then we're messing up the types and the spiritual powers upstairs also, and that's a problem. So this is general Kilayim. What about Dafka Kilay HaKerem? Why is Kilay HaKerem unique? Ask the Sefer HaChinuch in Tavkuf Memchas, Matam Nischade She'isher B'Kerem, De'be'inan Bo Kilayim Milvad HaKerem, V'ulai Nomar, and also why, he asks, why is it that you need Kilayim, as we said, two seeds, besides the Kerem itself? So Mios Kerem Davar Chashuv Ma'od, because the vine and the vineyard is very chashuv. The Koach Tivo Rav Yihye Batel Imo Min Echad La'olam. If you have one min with the vine, it'll just be batel, it'll just be nullified, because the vine is so chashuv. V'lo Yechashuv L'Kilayim B'L'Klum, and it won't be Kilayim. Al Kenitzur Chakotav Shnei Minim milvada kerem. That's why you need two minim besides the kerem, so it won't be totally obliterated halachically. V'ulai mikoach tamze, nomar gamken, sheshnei minim hetzricha nakasav, shim minia tfuos, shim chashuvim binyanim. Also, maybe that's why the two have to be tfua, canvas and luf. Aval shar minim kulim, yizbalu imakfanim ve'inim asur midaraisa, ela midirabana. So that's a suggestion of the Sefer HaChinuch. Then he also gets into other details of the mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch himself holds that Yerukos are Durabana. If somebody violates, so that's what the Chinuch ends off by saying, and this is also based on the Gemara, important lumdis. The Malkus is right when you plant it. When does it become Asur Bahana? When is it Kidesh? That's only after it's grown a little bit. There's a difference between, as the Gemara says in Psachim Chafei, Zarua Meikaru Bahashrasha, Zarua Ba Bitosefes. The Chi of Malkus could come right away by the Maisazria, but in terms of the Isser Hana, that might have to be only later after it grows. Okay, these are some touched on the Sugya of Kilayakarim. Again, it's a big topic, which hopefully we'll touch on again soon.